I'm David Brancaccio. Tonight, President Biden gives his first speech to a joint session of Congress just 2 days before his first 100 days in office. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on what the administration's been doing so far to work on the economy.
Parts of the economy the Biden administration inherited look like Washington, D.C.'s arena stage. Instead of gearing up to host hundreds of guests every night, executive producer and president Edgar Dobie says,
what it's being used for at the moment is a place where you can get a vaccination. We can do up to 1,000 vaccinations a day there, which is thrilling.
Dobie says arena stage stayed afloat thanks to COVID relief programs from the Trump and Biden administrations. This week, Dobie's team put in an application for the $16 billion shuttered venues program in the administration's latest relief package.
When we're in full flight, we're about a $20 million a year operation, performances, education programs, and special events. We almost overnight lost $14 million worth of that revenue.
Schools have received even more support, including in the American Rescue Plan. Emma Garcia is an education economist at the Economic Policy Institute.
Almost $130 billion for K-12 education, and part of that was meant to allow for school reopening.
Garcia says the administration is hoping to add to that number through its infrastructure package. It's also pushed a flurry of executive orders on the economy. But so far, the administration's been sticking to plans it can implement without Republican support, says Ken Jacobs, chair of the Labor Center at UC Berkeley.
Most everything Biden is proposing are things that are budgetary, which means they can be moved through the Senate procedure called reconciliation, which can be done with a majority vote.
While the first 100 days has been a rush of action and activity, Jacobs points out many of the bigger economic issues that the administration wants to tackle will require congressional compromise. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.